How's everybody doing?
All right.
Good. Injury report today. Okay. Khalif Barnes, he has a quad. He did not practice today. Derek Carr, ankle, knee, and he was limited today. Keith McGill, a groin, he was limited today. C.O. Moore, ankle, was limited today. Okay. And Marshall Reese, quad, was limited today. That's the injury report.
Can you go into the decision of placing, or you still have a statement to make? Sorry.
No. I'm on your dime.
Oh, okay. Can you go into the decision of placing Nick Roach on injury reserve?
Yeah, obviously, it was a hard decision to make. You know, one that we felt at this particular time was in, you know, the best interest of the team. But after consulting with, you know, our doctors and other doctors at this point in time, okay, it's a decision that we needed to make. So we had to move on, and unfortunately, that's what we did.
Was it a case where like this before, someone suffered a concussion and going on injury reserve?
You know, I've only witnessed this one other time, okay, and it was, you know, my previous life, that is, you know, it happened one time to me, but you know, in this situation here, you know, with Nick, it's been, if I'm correct, right around 45 days, maybe 46 days, you know, since we had Nick. So, you know, awful long period of time, and, you know, and the indications, you know, at that point there weren't getting a whole lot better.
Was it a case of the fact that it was going to take a couple weeks or that they don't know? I mean, is it possible that he's going to have these symptoms the rest of the year and he might not play again?
I don't know that I had that feeling, okay, in the conversations that I had, okay, but it was certainly going to take a little while longer, okay, and it was open-ended at the end of it.
How much of a blow is it to lose him to not have the ability to get him back?
It's certainly a blow, you know, no question about it. I mean, Nick was one of our defensive leaders, no question about that. And, you know, he's a guy that we rely an awful lot on. But, you know, it's one of the body blows that goes on in our business. I mean, every week, every team suffers the same thing, and that's what I call them. I call them body blows. And, you know, I mean, we haven't had Nick for quite some time. We've had to make other plans. You know, we've obviously signed a couple of the linebackers here right now. With you know, bringing in Jamar and Ray Ray, hey, and you know, we've had to move on in that situation. So you know, it's hard whenever you lose a veteran player like that. But Nick Roach is one of the classiest men, you know, and one of the best pros I've been around.
I can remember during training camp, Jason Tarver said, for the first time in a long time, we finally have depth at the linebacker position. Yeah. Now we're how would
be
you
be careful, right?
How would you describe the state of the linebacking group right now?
Well, I mean, today it was pretty good. So, you know, I mean, actually, you know, getting CO back out on the field today, you know, even though it was in a limited basis, was good. And, you know, adding two linebackers, you know, that are young players that, you know, are out there that both, you know, kind of have just different job descriptions right now and different skill sets, you know, for us, that was good to see. I thought they moved around really good for their first day out there, you know. So, I mean, it's our job to get them ready to play and up and moving. But, you know, we walked out on practice field today with, you know, five or six linebackers. That hadn't happened in a long time.
How did CO look?
I thought CO looked good. You know, I mean, he looked good for being out there for, you know, his first day, and you know, did some things. We were really careful with him today, but you know, he'll hopefully, we'll just see how tomorrow goes, okay, and when he gets back in here, and then we don't have any setbacks.
How would you assess the way Miles has played when he's been that middle linebacker for Nick?
I think that Miles has done an outstanding job right now, okay, stepping up into that position. You know, you've seen the statistics, you know, throughout, you know, the several games that he's played, he's been in and around a lot of tackles, you know, and it's really a different job, you know, for Miles. He's one of the guys, you know, when we look back, you know, as was stated before, and we thought we had all this depth at linebacker, you know, that we felt really good about because Miles can do a lot of jobs. He can play three positions out there. You can plug him in any place. You know, now we've had to settle him down in there, you know, at one position recently, and I think he's done a really nice job for us that way. You know, he's responsible, you know, to get us lined up. He wears a lot of hats out there right now, so I think he's done a good job.
How did Derek Carr look today, and then how will he move around? And
What's been sort of your assessment of him through four games? I don't know how many rookie starters you've been around, but how you think he's done and handled the job.
Right. Well, to answer the first part of the question, I mean, I thought Derek moved around. He moved around well today, you know, and I've seen this, you know, progression now for the last, you know, several days, you know, through his treatment and then, you know, through practice the other day and then, you know, practice today. So I thought he got better today and moved around better. You know, see what he's like again tomorrow. As far as second part of the question goes, you know, my assessment is that he's getting better and better every week. You know, he's getting better and better command of what it is that we're doing offensively and what Greg and Flip are doing with him upstairs. You know, I think those guys have done an outstanding job with him. This guy's got real leadership qualities, you know, and some of the quarterbacks that I've been around, you know, that have been really good quarterbacks have those kind of qualities, and Derek certainly has them. You know, I think he learns well from his mistakes. He's not afraid to get criticized, you know, and you know, he's critical of himself, and those are all good qualities to have in a young quarterback right now. So he'll continue to grow. You know, I mean, he's had some bumps along the way here and bumps in the road, and he learns from them. But you know, we're happy with what he's done.
He's got to be a rookie, but at the same time, be a leader. That's kind of a tough line to straddle.
Yes.
How does he handle that?
Well, I mean, you know, I had a good conversation with him about that, actually. You know, the day this whole thing went down, I visited with him, and, you know, and we got a chance to talk about that. You know, and I said to him, this is your football team. You know, you're the quarterback, and we don't have time for you to be a rookie right now. I mean, you know, this team needs you to step up and be that leader, and don't sit around and wait, you know, to do that. And, you know, Derek's DNA is, you know, I mean, he wants to, you know, he wants to go out there and do that, you know, he wants to be the leader, you know, so just by the way he goes about his business in the classroom and out on the field and how hard he works. So, you know, we had a really good conversation, and, you know, he knows he has to wear that hat, he knows that comes with the position, and, you know, he's excited about that.
His yards per attempt is pretty low. Would you like to see more things downfield, and what was your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I like to, you know, obviously we want to, you know, through the evaluation in the last week here, we're well aware of where we are that way. Hey, and, you know, with what we've completed and how far and how long and how many yards after the catch and where we are there, hey, all those things are areas that, you know, we have to improve in. But, you know, pushing the ball down the field is something that we feel like we can do with Derek, okay, and certainly something that, you know, we'd like to do going forward here. You know, I mean, him completing passes, you know, right now is a good start. You know, I mean, we're getting the ball completed. Now we got to do something after we catch the football a little bit, you know, with some of those things. And, you know, at the same time, be able to push the ball down the field a little bit more.
Have you broken down the coaching of the offensive line since you're the head coach now? How is that being handled?
Well, I mean, Justin Griffith, you know, has been with me, you know, since I got here. And Justin's done a nice job, you know, understanding my system and the way that I go about doing things. I have a lot of confidence in him. So, you know, there's been some periods out there where I've gone over in special teams period and had to be involved in that period there, you know, where Justin has done some of the individual stuff, and then Mark Hudson, my tight end coach as well, you know, having Al Saunders on the staff to be able to bounce around with some of those skill positions, you know, giving Al the tight ends and Hutt coming over and helping out a little bit too, okay, in some of those individual periods. But the core of it, I'm coaching, and, you know, certainly I'm in the run game, those things, I mean, still, you know, my portion of the game plan and all that. So I spent 6 hours yesterday drawing run game pictures. So.
How much is the lack of just opportunities running the ball has been a factor of the score of the game, and how much of it is it just having the commitment, making sure you have the commitment to stick to the running game?
It's pretty, I mean, honestly, and this is not an excuse, okay, you'll learn that I don't really make them. But, you know, it's been largely due to the fact that we haven't had the opportunity to do that. I mean, if you really take a look at us right now, we've played about six quarters in two-minute offense, okay, out of 16. You know, so in order to do that, I mean, you're just not running the football, you know, and that's, you know, you can't go out there and run the football. I mean, for us to line up in two backs when we're down several scores and start handing the football off like that, I mean, that doesn't make good sense. So, you know, we got to get out there and try to give ourselves, you know, a chance to get back in the football game. You know, obviously it's something that we need to do, you know. I mean, my history says, and if you go and look back at it, you know, that number of rushing attempts, number of completions, and you start adding those things together and look at the win-loss ratio, okay, it's pretty high. Number of rushing attempts, number of completed passes, okay, it's pretty high in this league.
You also brought in a new wide receiver this week.
Yeah.
What does he bring?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, I know where he's come from, okay, and, you know, and I know several of the coaches, you know, over there, and, you know, I know how he's been coached, but he's a player that I played against before, and he jumped out at me. You know, I think that he brings, you know, a little bit different skill set. He's a big kid that can really run. Hey, smart guy out there on the field, you know, and has been, you know, a pretty solid player. So, you know, good pro. So we're excited about him. You know, we just got to get him up to speed here, you know, as we go along here. Didn't take very much, you know, for Vincent to get up to speed, you know, a couple weeks ago. So we'll get him up and ready to go.
What kind of improvements have you seen from Menelik since training camp tonight?
You know, early in training camp, I thought Menelik started really well. Okay, then there was a lull in training camp there, you know, and then I thought he picked it back up. And really, in the last 3 weeks, he's really done some good things. Prior to us heading out to New England, he had a good, solid week of practice. And then, you know, the Patriot week and in London, you know, had a good, solid week of practice. So he's getting better and better, you know. He's still a young player. You know, when you look at Menelik based on what happened last year, you really have to treat him like a rookie, you know, in your approach to things. You know, you're starting all over again with him, and he's really done a good job that way. And I think he's getting better and better each week. You know, he'll have his hands full this week. It's a big challenge. We'll see what happens here as we get going here, you know, towards the end of the week with Khalif. But, you know, he'll be involved in the game.
Last week, Denarius Moore was inactive. Was he going to fresh start with you, or is he still kind of the bottom of the depth chart?
No, you know what? I'm going to let my eyes do the talking here, okay, and continue to evaluate and do those type of things. You know, I mean, to me right now, we're talking about moving on, and we're talking about, you know, starting with a clean slate and all that stuff. And, you know, and I believe in that. You know, I mean, one thing that Bill Parcells, you know, drilled into my head, okay, literally, is that, you know, you started off with a clean slate and you let your own eyes do the talking for you, okay, and you know, kind of believe what you see. So I'm going to go out there, and that's the way I'm going to approach it.
You, in general, are you optimistic Derek will play on Sunday?
Well, in general, I'm just – and this, I'm not avoiding your question, okay, but I'm really just worried about tomorrow, okay, and that, you know, he did some work out there today, and I kind of want to see what he's like tomorrow. I've made some statements before, you know, in some of these scenarios, and then next thing you know, you guys showed up to practice out there, and all of a sudden that player hadn't been out there, you know. So I don't want to do that in this situation here, okay. But he had a good day today.
What are your impressions of Latavius Murray? Are you happy with McFadden and Jones-Drew, or would you like to see Murray get some more?
Well, I've been really happy with both Darren and Maurice, okay, and you know, really pleased. Again, you know, unfortunately, we haven't had a chance to really ride those guys a little bit, okay, and you know, we want to get to that. We want to get to a point where we're doing that. But Latavius, I've been impressed with because he's been really unselfish. You know, he's done a really good job on special teams for us, okay, in several areas. You know, has worked really hard in that area. And when he's been given the opportunity to go in football games, whether it be preseason or regular season, hey, you know, he's been solid in protection and he's run the ball hard. So he gives you a little different dimension there because he's a bigger type of a back, you know, certainly. So they all have different skill sets, and, you know, he's a bigger back that can push the pile a little bit.
Thank you.